Okay, well, of course, the homeless situation in Cambridge has largely been dealt with, as we've been hearing over the past couple of weeks, by the City Council. But what's the situation regarding refugees? I'm joined on the line by Catherine Woolston and Elliot Harris of Camcrag. Hello to you both.
Hello.
Hello.
Right, Catherine, let's start with where are we at with this situation? Because pre-COVID lockdown, you were doing regular runs across to Calais, taking donations. There was huge involvement. What's the story now?
Yeah, there was huge involvement. In fact, our March convoy was the biggest we'd ever had. We took 40 people out to Calais at the beginning of March. And frustratingly, of course, we haven't been able to take anybody since then. Mm. As far as we understand it, the situation there has got much worse, not just because of COVID, but also because the local authorities have taken the opportunity to really clamp down hard. They've ramped up the number of clearances, they've banned food distributions in the city centre, and of course the NGOs working on the ground are struggling to get enough volunteers to keep going.
Right, okay. So what have Camcrag been doing then? Have you been sort of focusing on things at home or worrying about your own health, or how's it been working for you?
When we can't send volunteers across, then we're focusing a lot more on the aid. We did try to get some shipments across in spring in the usual way by basically taking a van and driving things over. The first van we took over, I managed to get across to France, which was great, working with another group called Aid Convoy Team, I believe, from London. Second and third times trying to get a van across, I was turned back at the border, both at the ferry and at the tunnel, told we were a risk to public health. Apparently, and internal security, and possibly the international relations of one or more member states of the European Union, according to the paperwork. And so we hit a bit of a barrier there trying to get things across. So since then, we've been working a lot more with other groups to do things. So with Help Refugees, also known as Choose Love, with a group called Distribute Aid, and with various different groups around the UK, we've been ganging together and starting to coordinate things more so we can use logistics networks to try to get things across, which means we've had to collaborate more and be a little bit more professional.
I was going to say, because notwithstanding all the problems of COVID, of course, with Brexit coming up and all this talk of the border checks and everything, that's presumably going to impact people like you right across. You've got 4 tons of admin and paperwork to do now, aren't you?
I don't think anybody knows anything. That's the trouble. But yeah, we've had terrible trouble getting enough donations to Calais because we would normally rely on festival salvage at this time of year. Yes. We should have loads and loads of tents that people will have collected at Glastonbury or Boomtown or those kind of festivals, and they just didn't take place this year. Mm. So we have been struggling to get sort of necessary supplies out there.
And when we went over to the warehouse a couple of years ago now, there was quite a stockpile there, wasn't there? There was enough to be getting on with. What are stock levels like?
They've been very low recently. There have been points over the last few weeks where tents have run out, blankets have run out, really basic essential items. Collective Aid, which is the group that does non-food items there, have been working a lot with the other groups to try and get things across and try to predict and bring things in big lumps. Mm. But it now means that they have to be big shipments, and then you start to get a bit thin towards the end of it. Whereas before, you know, if there was an emergency today, then, you know, half a dozen of us would fill up some vans and we drive across today just to keep it going. So that's been a real trial actually for them. And I mean, they've had to plan ahead a lot more as well.
And what about health amongst the refugees? Do we know what the situation is regarding COVID and things with them? Because the social distancing isn't an option, is it?
Yes, well, camping out in little discreet groups or sleeping rough, you're not actually nearly as at high risk as if you're clustered together in camps or in hostels. And in Cambridge, to some degree, the first wave of COVID largely passed by rough sleepers, but now people have been put into hostels. I believe that it is spreading quite rapidly.
Oh my goodness, you can't win either on this one, can you? You just really can't win. Now, you've got a petition underway. Tell us about that, because you need the people of Cambridge to help.
Yes, well, as we were saying, we've been struggling with donations whilst everybody was locked down and since there's been no festival salvage. But there was a huge fire in Greece's largest refugee camp on Lesbos just over a month ago. Mm. Over 12,000 people lost their temporary homes, ended up sleeping literally in the fields with nothing. That has galvanised a huge amount of support, and we've had a lot of very successful collections since then. What it has also done is spurred a lot of thinking to pay tribute to them amongst the students in Cambridge about how we can actually help people on the Greek islands to get off the Greek islands. So a group of students at Cambridge started a little group called Cambridge Must Act, which has led to a petition supported by CamCrag and the Cambridge Refugee Resettlement Campaign, a number of other local groups, to try and persuade the City Council to accept some more refugees for resettlement. The government resettlement scheme, which ended in January, began in 2015, and over 5 years, Cambridge accepted something like 23, 24 refugee families under what's called the VPRS, the Vulnerable Persons Resettlement Scheme. That scheme's now ended. Beyond the 23 or 4 families, there are a couple more who arrived here as asylum seekers, not under that scheme. There are about 50 unaccompanied minors in foster care around the county. Then there are perhaps a few individuals who came to Cambridge. We know of several Syrian students who came to Cambridge as students who have since had their call-up papers to go and serve in the army in the Civil War and have just said, no, I'm not going back to that, and have had to therefore claim asylum here. Mm. So there are fairly small numbers, in fact, in Cambridge of refugees. And we think that being a wealthy and welcoming city with a proud tradition of helping people, we accepted thousands of Belgian refugees during the First World War, for example, and many other groups since then. We could do more. The City Council could actually take some more.
So how can people help? This petition needs signing.
The petition needed to get 500 signatures in order to force the City Council to debate it at their next full council meeting on the 22nd of October. We got those 500 signatures. In fact, we've got more than that, which means they do have to debate it, but that doesn't guarantee that they're going to do what we want and take in more people. So we need people to keep signing the online petition. You can find it at camcrag.org.uk/petition. That will link you straight over to the City Council's petition. We really, really need you to email, call, shout in the street at your local ward councillor, ask them to support the petition, ask them to extend the resettlement scheme to take in another 125 people. Because there's two things here. Catherine mentioned the previous resettlement schemes. The UK government has started a new UK resettlement scheme for 5,000 people this year. It hasn't actually started doing anything because of lockdown, but it does exist. So the City Council just has to say yes, and they will get those people here over the next 5 years with 5 years of funding for each of them. It comes with a full funding package. They just have to say yes. But we're also asking if they could let the government know that they're willing to relocate people from the Greek islands as well. Now, they're not included in the resettlement scheme because that's called relocation. So they haven't got their refugee status yet. So the UNHCR wants people relocated up from these inhumane camps in Greece, as do many of the rest of us. It's just simply an inappropriate place for people to be. And they're just being backed up there because their asylum claims aren't being heard. And because the rest of us in Europe aren't taking people, we're just forcing the Greek government to deal with all of these people rather than supporting them, which isn't fair to the Greek government and explains some of the rather unpleasant ways that they're acting. So we want our City Council not only to take more people through the resettlement scheme, we also want them to say to the UK national government, we are willing to take people relocated from the Aegean islands. We have space here. We are ready to do our part.
Fantastic. So that's camcrag.org.uk/petition. Get it signed, and that deadline, the 22nd of October?
Yep. If they can do it before the 22nd of October, that's even better. And there's also on our website, camcrag.org.uk, there's also some information about writing to your councillor as well if you want to do that. So please, please, hassle them, pester power. We can make a really big difference for people right now.
Okay, well, Elliot and Catherine, it's been a challenging Zoom call, let alone anything else to talk to you about. Keep up the good work in these challenging times, and we'll stay in touch. Good luck with that. Take care.
Thanks very much, Neil.
Thanks, Neil.